Solitude, I love thee well. Now the even's warning bell starts me over the pasture free to converse and talk with thee. Whether side the woods we rove or sweep neath the willow grove, whether sauntering we proceed cross the green or down the mead, whether sitting down we look on the bubbles of the brook, whether curious waste an hour pausing over each tasty flower, or expounding nature's spells from the silt to pick out the shells, or as lingering by the streams where more sweet the music seems, listen to the softening swells of some distant chiming bells, mellowing sweetly on the breeze, raising, falling by degrees, dying now, then waked again in full many a ching strain, sounding as the gale flits by, flats and sharps of melody, sweet with thee to win the rill, sweet with thee to climb the hill, on whose lap the bullock free chews his cud most placidly, or beat sheep tracks wandering down over the fallow bare and brown, where the mole unwearied still roots up many a crumbling hill, and the little climbing mouse gnarls the dead weed for her house, while the plough unfeeling share lays full many a dwelling bare, where the lark with russet breast hind the big clod hides her nest, and the black snail's foundered pace finds from noon a hiding place, where the matted twitches run, breaking off the scorching sun. Solitude, I love thee well, brushing through the wildered dell, picking from the ramping grass nameless blossoms as I pass, which the dews of eve bedeck, sweet as pearls on women's neck, marking shepherds roused from sleep, blundering off to fold their sheep, and the swain with toils distressed hide his tools to seek his rest, while the cows with hobbling strides, switching slow their fly-bit hides, rubs the pasture's creaking gate, milking maids and boys to wait. As the sunshine leaves the sky, as the daylight shuts her eye, I with thee to meet the breeze, neath the shade of hawthorn trees, past the pastures wildered round, where the pismire hills abound, where the blushing fin weeds flower closes up at evening's hour, leaving then the green behind, narrow hoof plod lanes to wind, oak and ash embowered beneath, winding to the lonely heath, where the unmolested firs and the burdock's clinging burrs, and the briars by freedom sown claims the wildered spots their own, blessed while we the scenery survey, clad in nature's wild array, swelled with ling-clad hillocks green, suiting the disordered scene, haply we may rest us here on the banished herdsman's cheer, where the wattled hulk is fixed, prompt some double oak betwixt, where the swain the branches lops, and above head with rushes tops, while the woodbine sweet perfume, and the roses blushing bloom. Lovely ceiling of the bower arches in and peeps a flower, while a hill of thyme so sweet or moss stone forms a seat, there as tween light hangs the eve, sweet to watch thy bosom heave, sweet to mark the darksome folds night's gloom in thy mantle rolls, sweet to gaze upon thine eye as it rolled its ecstasy, when thy solemn musings caught, told thy soul absorbed in thought, when thy finely folded arm over thy bosom's beating warm wrapped thee melancholy round, and thy ringlets wild abound,
unbound. On the lily breast doth lie, like dark streaks in morning sky. Oh, how sweet I cannot tell, with thee at that hour to dwell. Peace and silence sits with thee, and peace alone is heaven to me. While the moonlight's infant hour, faint gins creep to gild that bower, and the wattled hedge gleams round its diamond shadows over the ground. Oh, thou soothing solitude, from the vain and from the rude. When this silent hour is come, and I meet thy welcome home, what balm is thine to troubles deep, when on thy breast I sink to sleep? What bliss on even silence flows, when thy wished opium brings repose, and I have found thee doubly sweet, sheltering from the noonday heat, as neath hazels I have stood in the gloomy hanging wood, where the sunbeams filtering small, freckling through the branches fall, and the flapping leaf, the ground, flits its shadow round and round, glimmering where the channels wreath many a crooked root beneath, unseen, gliding day by day over its solitary way, smooth or rough as onward led, where the wild weed dips its head, murmuring, dribbling drop by drop, where dead leaves its progress stop, winding sweet its restless way, while the frothy bubbles play, stretch the mossy bank beside, lie to view the random tide, wilderness, I do love thee, dear, in such wilderness, where near an axe was heard to sound, or a tree's fall gulched the ground, where no clowns has chopped from thence bush or stake to mend his fence, where, as if that spot could be, first foot marked the ground by me, sweetly still and wildly gay, left as at creation's day. But all this, all that to see, I am blessed if I'm with thee, and I love then too to look for thy steps in shady nook, where by hedge side coolly led brooks curl over their sandy bed, in whose tide the cloud reflect, in whose margin flags are frecked, while the waters winding blue single arched brig flutter through cornered stone and pebbles round, breaking dashed with mellow sound, while the willow branches grey damps the sultry eye of day, and in whispers mildly soothe chafes the mossy keystone smooth, where the banks beneath them spread levels in an easy bed, while the wild thyme's pinky bells perforates reviving smells, and the breeze's feather feet crimping over the water sweet, trembling fans the sun-tan cheek and gives the comfort one would seek, stretching there in soft repose, far from peace and freedom's foes, spot so still, so wild, so rude, dear to meet thee, solitude. There, with thee to watch the ground, every insect flitting round, such as painted summer brings, lady fly with freckled wings, watch him up the tall bent climb, and from the knotted flower of time, where the woodland banks are decked, see the bee his load collect, as he turns the petals by, gold dust gathering on his thigh, as full many a hum he heaves, while he pats the truding leaves, lost in many a heedless spring, wearying home on heavy wing, whether this or that to see, I am blessed if I am with thee, and full dear has been the hour spent with thee in thy noonday bower, pressed with thee thy mossy seat, oh, it's unexpressive sweet.